I'm Ayomide, and welcome to A Guide Through Life. First, I want to appreciate God for making this podcast a success. And I also like to thank everyone who has taken time out of their busy schedule to listen. I am so, so grateful. This podcast is a journey I would love for us to experience together, assuring that you're not alone in these dark and trying times. It's a guide on how to navigate life through wisdom, truth, and peace. More like changing your mindset entirely so we can enjoy life. Many people don't know what living is. Once someone is boiling, you say she's living a life. Is living is life, which might be correct, no doubt. But we also don't know what life struggles they are going through at the time. What people think is that they are in control of their lives. But trust me, they are as confused as you are. They are also depressed. Some of them are going through rejection. Some of them are disappointed. Some might be suffering from death, while some might be going through the worst situation you can ever imagine. That's why I don't make statements like, I wish I was like someone else. I just don't. The kind of person I am is the kind who loves to have control over life, which is not bad. When I thought I had my life in control several times, making plans for a brighter future, I found out through rejection and disappointment that it isn't always as easy as it seems. I felt dejected, in tears. Sometimes I ask questions like, why me? I was devastated, I was sad. I know you guys don't want to hear this, but one of the most powerful ways I have found to navigate life after realizing it's too hard doing it on my own is by getting to know the one who designs life itself, my Heavenly Father. Many of us, at one point in our lives, wished for an influential, wealthy person to be our father, having a wild imagination of being the lost child of someone important, like Dangote, Bill Gates, or one of the richest men in the world, because of the idea that there's going to be provision, protection, financial security that comes with the whole relationship. But even this were real, all this opportunities won't be available if we decide to stay at a distance and not build a relationship. Imagine meeting up with Dangote saying, I'm your son, I'm your daughter. I don't think he would accept you with arms wide open. I don't think he will. God is our father, and he has always asked us to please every of our body on him. I am willing to put every one of my problems on him, because honestly, I don't have the strength to carry them. So in this first series, knowing our Heavenly Father, we'll be going back to the very beginning, to where all this started, to get to know him way before sin. We're going back to Genesis to have an idea of God's POV and our frustrating human nature and attitude towards him. So in the beginning, as we all know, God created heaven and earth, creating space, and he created matter, earth. He called light out of darkness. He separated light from darkness. He created the sky, the seas, and the land. He made sun, moon, earth, and called them heavenly bodies. Then he filled the earth with life, birds, fishes, animals. All these were a preparation for our creation. Then he made us in his image, perfect, without flaw. He didn't just pick us into existence, he formed us with his hands. Gave us a spirit. We were the only creation he made in his image. That makes us his favorites. He wanted a relationship with us. We were never created for us to just exist. We were made to know him, to have a personal relationship with him, and to walk life with him. He looked at everything he created and he called it very good. It was all perfect in his sight. After God created Adam and Eve, he planted them in the Garden of Eden on the east side. They had access to fruits, vegetation, animals to eat, all provided by God. Adam was meant to live his life, chill, have fun, just eat free food, naming animals, playing with his woman to multiply, you know what I'm saying? So he was just meant to enjoy everything life had to offer. It was beautiful, it was perfect. But in that same Garden of Eden, God placed two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the middle of the garden. Now, the tree of life, it just sounds exactly as it is. It's thought of immortality. If you eat from it, you know what? You won't die. You would live forever. You keep walking with God in his presence. While the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is just the opposite. God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat from that tree and told them, if you eat from this tree, you'll die. So that question came to my head. Why did he even put the tree there if he doesn't want us to eat from it? Maybe it was because he knows that if the tree wasn't there, we would not have choice. He wanted to test us, our obedience. He wanted to test if we really do love him. Because when you obey, it shows love. It trusted us. It believed that we would obey him. Then came the serpent, possessed by the devil. He used the serpent to tempt Eve. He planted the question asking, did God really say that? Did he say that if you eat from this fruit, you would die? From this tree, you would die? And it deceived Eve, telling her that God did not want them to be like him. And she believed, wanting to know what good and evil is, that Eve ate the fruit and gave it to Adam and he ate it. In that moment, their eyes were open. They were aware of good and evil. They became like God in knowledge, but not in loneliness. And that was where the problem is. They could not handle making decision which is good, which is evil. It wasn't just about the fruit. It was disobedience. This gave birth to sin today. And with that sin came death. Not just physical death, you know, spiritual death, separation, anxiety, shame, hiding. God had warned them, you will surely die. And they did. Not immediately in body, but instantly in spirit. Here's what moves me deeply. Even in their failure, God came looking for them. He asked, where are you? And they hid, because they were ashamed of their nakedness. And God asked, who told you you are naked? They were not meant to know they are naked because they did not know what good or evil is. He knew that something is wrong. Then he asked, have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from? And the next thing they did was blame each other. I think that was where they messed up big time. Because you don't, after disobeying, then resort to blaming others are not taking full responsibility for your action. And Adam made a rude statement that I don't think as a parent I could take that from my child. He said, is it not the woman you gave me? God was furious. He was like, what? He asked Eve. Eve was like, is it not the serpent? Then he cursed all of them. He cursed man to fill the earth with sweat on their brows. After it was just meant to be chilling in the Garden of Eden, just the life we want, that life of no worries, not thinking about what to eat, full provision, just having fun. Adam had that life, and because of disobedience, he lost it. And God cursed Eve to labor during childbirth. He was so angry. He also cursed the serpents too. Then God realized that, okay, these people are naked, and he made them clothes even after their disobedience. He loved them so much, so much, loves all of us so much. Then we realized that if he left them in the Garden of Eden, they will reach out to the tree of life and live forever in sin. It wasn't having that. But instead of killing them, if I was the one, I would scrap the whole project and start over again. Instead, it sent them out, then placed a cherubim and a flaming sword to protect the tree of life from every human, because he didn't want us to be forever in sin. It wasn't having that. So the act of obedience just gave birth to this sin. You know, when we obey, things just work out. Though we don't want to do it, we're struggling between flesh and spirit, but it works out. So maybe this is what we all need to hear today. Our disobedience cost us a whole lot. Like our life. Same with our obedience. It cost us our sinful ways and our will to take full control. But if we choose to obey, life feels like we have to cheat God. You go through life with ease. Imagine God telling you, or your spirit just feeling like, oh, I should not go out today. Not just your spirit. You want to go out, maybe your clothes ripped open. There were signs that you should not leave. But out of stubbornness, you said no and you went out. Something might happen on the way and you might not come back. Your disobedience has cost you your life. So why not obey? Why not just put everything on God and say, you know what, anything you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Because it can see over everything. It can see what is good for you. It can see what is bad for you. You can't see it. You cannot see the danger that is coming. You can only believe that you can protect yourself, but you can't. So why not just obey? But because you want to control, you want to be your own God, because you want to do whatever you like, you disobey and you now wonder why your life is going the way it is. You have your answers. You're just not ready to admit it. So this whole podcast will just be about changing our mindset. We would see that life is not just about what we want. It's about being good humans. It's about helping others. It's about doing things that portray God so that our lives can shine His glory. This is only just the beginning. True scripture, true faith. We are going to walk through this journey together. We're going to talk about how we can go through life together. So next week, we'll dive deeper, you know, really getting to know God, really getting to know what our sins has cost us. We're going to talk about the man that committed the first sin, Cain. Cain and his own brother out of jealousy. That was crazy. Seeing the danger of sin. Seeing how sin made us draw away from God. Our sin ruined humanity. So, until next week, please do keep growing, keep healing, and keep reaching out to God. His hand is wide open. He's ready to let us in. He's there waiting for us to reach out. We just need to say, I need you. I need you. I pray every moment of confusion. I pray when I don't even know what to do. It's not like I go on my knees and ask, oh, Father, Lord. It's more of, God, I don't know what to do. Help me. I don't know what decision to make. Help me. I need your help. If you're ready to surrender and ready to give Him your life to take control, trust me, this life will be easier than you think. People say life is hard. With God, life is easy. So this is Ayomide, and you'll be listening to A Guide Through Life. See you guys next week. Bye.